Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you magnificent, fabulous, incredible, stupendous. I'm going to add extra words today. Oh, so very loved and incredibly sexy people. Oh. Yes, it's that good. Oh. So much new information, so much coming in. And, you know, Creation Station is this weekend. And I've been waiting. And so I went to go find all my notes from the past two trainings that I've done. Can't find them anywhere, and couldn't sleep all night a couple of nights ago, so they just got me up and said, okay, start writing, and it is, well, I've never taught this weekend before, basically. It's just going to be, I'm surprised. I mean, really, it's like you're way beyond the basics, and this is where we've come to, so if you're, you know, still interested and of a mind to do so, you can stream it. You can be here. It's this weekend. We start Friday night, 7 to 9, and go Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. I'm beyond excited, you know, because I was going, I love teaching this, but it doesn't feel the same, and it didn't feel the same because I wasn't supposed to teach the same stuff. And now I've let go of that and let go of that past story. Now I'm like so excited I can hardly contain myself about this weekend. I love doing this in person. I love it, love it, love it, love it. And the other thing is the webinar that's happening next Wednesday. This will be the last time you hear it on the Thursday show, from 7 to 9, is so incredibly important. It's about the consistency of focus. And a lot of the stuff, and I will go into this for you, that's coming in for Creation Station this weekend is a lot about why we cannot hold the focus and what we have to do to hold the focus. But it's brought us to the subject of miasm. And if you don't know what a miasm is, I'm going to briefly explain it. But it's one of the big things that's in our way of the consistency of focus. You can't create without focus, guys. This whole in and out, in and out, in and out thing that we've been experiencing, and I'm creating it and now I'm not, or I was feeling so good and now I feel so crummy. That's all the in and out stuff. And that is indicative of holding your focus. You want a simple explanation of holding your focus? It's what you dream about and obsess about and think about wanting all the time. I mean, think about being in love in the beginning and falling in love. You know, that's what you think about all the time. And you hold your focus on it, and it expands, and it gets bigger, and it creates itself more. So, a miasm, I guess we're just going to jump right in here. Are you feeling blocked even though it feels like you've done the right things? Are you experiencing physical or emotional challenges that seem unreasonable in relation to the amount of personal healing you've done? Are you experiencing resistance to asking for help from others? All those things are probabilities that you're experiencing a miasm of some kind. basically, a miasm is a great big clump of what we call negative energy. It's electrically encoded, so there's an electrical charge that plugs you in. It's in your soul body. Well, basically, it's a mass of negative electrically charged energy, which is seated in the energetic soul body. It holds information from past lives, past experiences that say, oh my God, this is the way it is, and it's crap. So it's electrically encoded mass of dense thought forms. Usually they come from other lives and other realities. Usually they're the base or the underlining cause of all dis-ease. And, you know, I know when I'm really on to the work and in the channel, when things come in and I go, really? Holy hell, I wouldn't have thought this. So I'm sitting there doing all the stuff for Creation Station, and they're telling me to go to a file cabinet that I haven't been in, well, years, because I thought all of it was acting stuff, you know, files that I used to teach with. But lo and behold, in the bottom one, where I was directed to go, were a lot of these old materials that I used in the beginning of when all this healing work came in. And I was told to take several of them out for Creation Station. And I'm going, wait a minute, this is all about healing. And what I heard was, and what do you think this weekend's about? So what I want you to hear in your lives, in this work, in the work we do together, in my life, and in the world, the focus is changing. What used to be pretty much how to channel and how to use a pendulum, that was my first initial training, a lot of that kind of stuff in Creation Station, has moved on to now, not so much about the training anymore, Dee. Now it's about the really big stuff that the collective consciousness is ready to move through right now, that we have to move through right now for exponential manifestation to take place. So that's what we will be doing at Creation Station this weekend. So that makes it pretty exciting to me, because you know how I hate to do things over and over again. Ask me to shoot the same scene more than 5 times and I am bored tearless. So that's a big part, and we may or may not be talking about miasms. Well, no, we will be talking with people about miasms as they bring them forward today. This is what our work has been doing, are the handling and picking apart these clumps of negative thought patterns that are miasms. But there's much more information to learn about them. For example, I was working with one of my family members, and there was a genetic miasm that came up, which I want to share with all of you, because it's collective also. Where is it? I know I have it written down here. When someone takes my power away, it makes me powerful. Let me read that again. When someone takes my power away, it makes me powerful. Now, those of you that have followed this work for a little while, I'm sure have put that together already. Well, if somebody takes my power away, then I get to go find my power and fight back and get it back, or struggle to create it again, And therefore, if someone takes my power, I get to feel more powerful. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around that. Everybody be present. Do that with me, please. There's a lot coming up about playing it big. So, of course, how can we play it big if we have to have somebody keep taking our power away from us in order for us to be powerful? Because just at the point where we start becoming powerful, we have to give it away so we can feel powerful again. Lot coming up about responsibility, guys. Lot. If I'm not responsible, then I can't choose. I won't choose. And therefore, I won't know what to hold my focus on if I don't consistently focus on something with joy and love. I sabotage the creation of it. Most of us, however, have been taught that if we're not responsible, we're going to get more attention. You know, and that's the way most children act out. Well, if I want more attention, I'll do something that I know I'm not supposed to do, because they're sure as hell not telling me how great I am when I'm doing all the stuff I'm supposed to do. So I'll act out and I'll get more attention. Lots and lots and lots in the privates coming up about our adult self really taking over parenting and mothering the little girl and the little boy within us. It's just up big time, guys. So really talk to your little girl and talk to your little boy. What are you afraid of? What's running you? I'm here. You got to let me handle this now. I love you, but you've got to trust me. Come on, I'm in charge. I will keep you safe from the storm. Okay, I know I threw a lot of stuff at you there, but this, I would really like you to join me on this webinar, because the more people that are there, the more we open up the floodgates of this true understanding and channel in, you know, the highest stuff. So when two or more are gathered, and I know that can be three, but I always find, as in our shows here, that the more people that come together with this intention, the more we open up. And the big news is we can go back now. We may use the prayer here and there, but we were given permission to go back to the statement, I am committed to one. Happy, healthy, prosperous, whole, and that makes me happy. And it's easy and simple and quiet and complete now, consistently, and forever. Remember, holding the focus is choosing what you want, directing your day, monitoring your thoughts, monitoring your emotions, and making a choice. And the challenges are coming fast and furious, guys, and it is imperative that you hold your focus during the challenges, i.e. everything's been going really well. Oh my God, now I've been hit with all this money. Oh my gosh, now my partner's a jerk. Oh my gosh, now I have this health thing I've got to deal with, right? That is the most important time you have to hold your focus. Okay. So we're going to the calls. Yes. I'm going to start with Beth in Montana. Hey, you're on. What's up?
Hey, you know what I learned? You just have to let it in.
Yes.
You just have to let it in. That's all. It isn't all I took. I mean, I've been searching and asking and crying and all kinds of stuff. All I have to do is just let it in. Open myself and let it in.
Well, and explain to people what that means.
Well,
let what in?
Let the light, let God, let energy, let love just open up and let it come in. Just let it flow into your body and flow through you and be you. And
well, it is you. And that's what
I know it is.
When I use the terms partner with the universe, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot. You know, you told me I wasn't going anywhere until I got it where I am. And I've got it where I am.
I get a big yes, and we can hear it, Beth.
I know.
What was your big aha moment, baby?
Well, I was just asking and asking, and I've been searching and asking, and finally I was just laying down on the couch and opened myself up and just started pulling energy in through me and through me and through me. And I had a healing. I had a healing with my knees, my back. I mean, I could feel hands that weren't mine. Of course, my hands were touching different places on my neck and my back and different areas where I needed it. And it was just like it wasn't me. It was more than me.
And you were, what they're saying is, on the call last Thursday, remember, we all came together and used our energy, and I used my hands, and some of you used your hands to help Anita in Ireland, which I've gotten a couple of emails from her saying that her back is drastically better, almost gone, almost totally okay. And that is what they're telling me is happening with you, is you're just saying, okay, I'm healing myself by allowing all energy to come in and heal me. Through my direction. But we just have to open ourselves to really partnering with the universe. But the universe cannot and will not intercede on your behalf without you asking.
That's right. And I've been asking. I couldn't even get the focus, let alone hold it. And it's just totally changed. And if there's a pain that starts a little bit in my body this morning, I've just let it in. I've just asked again and let it in and just let it flow. And there's this light that just comes in the top of my head and just flows right through me. It's amazing.
Well, yippee, honey. You got it.
I know. Thank
but
you,
But you see, you got it, baby, because you found your own light.
Absolutely.
The light, okay, the light can't find your light if your light isn't on.
I kept trying, and all I had to do was like just breathe it in, just let it in. I had to let it come.
Searching and trying is different than allowing.
It is, totally.
Okay.
And
it really is that easy, guys. We could just close the show now, but we won't. Thanks for calling, Beth.
Okay. Thanks.
Love you, honey.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Wow, I was so told to go to her to start out. Alicia, what's up with you, babe?
Oh, my goodness. This is rocking so far. I love you, my friend. You should take your mom. And what's happened to me is, I don't know. I think maybe I was feeling into loving myself and loving money, and I wasn't getting a charge, positive or negative. And I was wondering if I'm integrating it and getting ready to move, like, to allow that new energy in?
Well, see, all I have to do is have something come in. And what you're talking about is a miasm.
Oh.
So that's what I was talking about. So it's this negative clump of electrically charged energy that's in your way. You're doing it. Remember, I said, are you feeling like even though you've done everything right, you're not getting what you want?
Yeah.
You know, there's like a block in your spiritual path, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first thing that they want you to let go of is this power thing. So tell me if you resonate with that. This is a perfect example of what they're saying, right now you're saying, I've lost my power in some way and I can't seem to manifest what I want. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought of it that way. because I'm feeling like I'm in the hallway.
You're feeling like you're in the hallway, but you can't get to the room?
Yeah.
Okay. But that, in a way, is empowering you. Because it's like, I'm almost there, and I can almost see it, and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm close, and I've been close before, and I can feel it, and it's really exciting, but I can't get there.
Yeah.
And that's what makes us feel powerful. But we have got to, well, unplug from that. We've got to take the charge electrically out of that, oh my God, I'm almost there, but I can't get there because somebody or something is in my way. That's the easiest way to say it. So, well, now, around this miasm about anything and everything being kind of electrically implanted in us in any way that is keeping us from, hold on, from plugging into it's complete, it's done, I'm there, it's exciting, I'm in instantaneous creation now. We're claiming the prayer around that, just when I told you we were done with the prayer, you see?
Yeah.
Hate it when they make me laugh. Well, we're going to use the prayer, but we're going back to that statement, the other statement. So we had to use the prayer for a long time because there were so many miasms and electrically charged things. So we're literally claiming the prayer around true power, which is easy, effortless, joyful, balanced, divine love creation, is always what I manifest, create, and achieve. And the negative of that is power that is taken away from me to make me feel powerful. Those are the positive and the negatives. We're claiming the prayer around that, invoking the symbol, I am divine love. So it is. Okay. So that's all in balance for all of us. Please stay present, guys. Please stay present on this call because, we just did reach the 100th monkey with that one. Oh, my God, wouldn't that be wonderful that we could just experience our power as creation. So I get that we've done that because so many of you participated. Look at your power. Yippee. And that's really what it's about, Alicia. So just consciously, everybody hold right now that we are directing the electrical impulse and connection around true power, which is joy, divine love, the instant manifestation of the desires of our heart, ease, effortless, joy, and balance in our lives. That's true power. And that when those things are in alignment and that's the electrical charged connection, we create money, we create health, et cetera. Because you know, everything starts in your energy system and then is brought down into the three-dimensional form as a healthy body or a sick body, a healthy money flow or a sick money flow, you know. So let's just be conscious that that is our clear direction every day, every morning when we get up, is to live the true definition of power that we are. And so it is. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Thank you. Love you.
Yeah, well, keep me posted on that way because you should see some shifts now. Just see yourself in the room, Alicia. Not in the hallway.
Yeah.
See yourself in the room, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You bet, Vinny. Bye. And we're going to Sharon in Montana. Hi.
Hi. How are you, JD?
I'm good. So good.
That's great. One thing that's happened over the last couple of weeks is puzzling me, and I was wondering if I'd get some ideas of what's causing it. And I've been working extraordinarily hard here the last few weeks trying to get some money set up. The more I work, the less money seems to be showing up.
Well,
and
sure,
then,
because you're creating money out of struggle and survival, not out of joy and creation. Sure.
Well, the next thing is that
we're not going on to the next thing until you shift this thing.
Okay.
Because the next thing will just piggyback on top of this thing.
Okay.
So you have to choose, are you going to shift your perspective and go into trust? And like Beth started us out, allow then the universe to come in to support you. But right now, you're going, the money, the lack of money has taken away my power. And that's making me feel more powerful because I have to struggle through all this. But that's not how you're going to create powerfully. So I want you to drop into your heart center, because now you're all up in your frickin' head and how you're going to do this, and you're in panic mode, and you need to fall into your heart and into your knowing. That's really important, people, into your knowing. And you know that the universe is a friendly place that will come forward to take care of you, but not if you come from the belief that I have to struggle and survive, because the universe must match that if that's your intention. So we're claiming the symbol I am divine love around all of that. Okay, now you can proceed. What's the next thing?
The next thing is I've had a shoulder and an upper arm on my right side. It's been an extreme pain. I thought it was because, overworking and going to the gym to exercise and release. Last 2 days I haven't bothered. I just kind of sat here. I didn't have to work. I've just been relaxing, reading a book, and the pain's worse. I'm trying to figure out what it is that's causing this.
Okay, so we're claiming the symbol I am divine love. When I say it's connected to anything we've talked about, I get a no, which surprises me, because I would have thought it was about pushing against. Pushing against something, but not the struggle and the money stuff. So we're going to the sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Walk to Remember.
Okay. You're not... Gosh, here we are. Okay, well, we're back to miasms again. The whole shoulder energy stuff is this clump of negative energy from past lives and stuff that have put together belief systems for you. So can we get to one belief system? Yes, is that the highest place we're going? All right, now this is not a belief. It's a belief system. It's like a big ball, right, of negatively electrically charged energy that holds a lot of belief systems together for you. So we're going to the sheets, first sheet, 1 through 5. Well, we are going to power, and then I'm going to a core belief. Again, I'm using the sheets that come with the Balanced podcast. 20 years worth of information here. This sheet, 1 through 5. Okay, I can only trust you when I don't trust you. So that's a paradox, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to the God of you, you can see the conflicting positive and negative beliefs which hold you in the paradox, which keeps you stuck. So I can only trust the God that I am when I don't trust the God that I am. And I keep questioning, and I keep wondering, and I keep doubting myself. And that's a lot to carry on your shoulder. And your right shoulder is your power side, is your masculine side, is the side that takes you out into the world. And that's what
it's
about. So the more you can sit there, and it's interesting because they're saying, what do we do? Why do we go work out? Because we want more, quote unquote, powerful bodies. Right?
That's true.
Okay. So you're going to get resistance within your body if you have the belief, I can only trust you if I don't trust you, because you can't really move into your full power if that clump of negative energy is igniting itself within you. So I'm the God of me that chooses to trust the God of me in every moment of my creation. I am trusting me and trusting the universe that I am in partnership with to create money flow in my life, to create energetic flow in my shoulder, and to create relationship flow, because relationships are affecting both things. Okay? So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, and all of that. Okay, now, like Beth said, just let the light in. Let the universe come in to match the light that is you. You don't want to turn your light off. You can't turn your light off. You want to pump your light up and match it with the light of the universe to allow all this to flow now. All right, baby?
Okay.
Okay. Keep us posted, please. Thank you.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, there's really been some pretty miraculous emails about healing stuff going on, physical healing. Everything starts in your energy, and our intention is to now allow and focus the release of all of that into the flow of a healthy body. Chris, what's going on? I haven't talked to you for a while, dude.
Hey, Dee, it's good to hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm doing great, sweetheart. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just, you know, wanted to call in and felt guided to call in.
Well, it's a pretty big show. So did you call in just to listen, or did you have something you wanted some help with?
I called in to listen. I was just wondering if maybe the channel had anything for me personally.
Well, the first thing I'm hearing is don't worry, be happy.
Okay.
I mean, is life good now, Chris? Is life going good?
Life is pretty good, yeah.
Okay. Just keep doing that.
Challenges here and there, but, you know, things are going good, and I'm going in the general direction that I want to go in my life.
Well, and that is your vibration and your words are vastly different, sweetheart, than they were a year ago. You're aware of that, right?
And, you know, yeah. And I'm transitioning to, you know, a new career and a new business that I really want.
Great.
To create.
Awesome. I know you've been focusing on creating that ever since that Chris is participating in the Shift program, and there's
Which
been a
awesome,
lot of shift for you. Huh?
Which is awesome, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. So many people have had and are having continual shifts there. It's quite an amazing program. So I'm thrilled that you're participating and that you're getting a lot out of it. I can hear it. You just used to sound so confused and kind of, I don't know what the hell to do, Dee, all the time. And you just sound like a really centered energy right now, Chris. So good on you, baby.
Well, that's good. Sometimes I don't realize that, but it's good to have someone else's perspective.
Well, and we want to encourage ourselves to realize that more and more and more, everybody. You want to really acknowledge how far you've come in this creation process, every tiny little thing, even when there's more butterflies around. Okay?
I do have another question concerning the collective consciousness.
Okay.
Are you done?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, my question is, you know, what does this represent for the collective, all this stuff that's coming up in the news lately about the spying and all these other revelations about what's been going on with our government? And
Actually, they're saying it's a positive. That people no longer want things hidden from them. They don't want to put their head under a basket. They don't want
right.
to say, well, we'll just let Big Brother handle it. That it's a positive
right.
commentary to our consciousness that we are coming forward to saying, yes, I am willing to be responsible now and participate in my own creation of the collective consciousness that I live in.
Rather than just assuming that someone else will take care of it for us.
Well, yeah, and blaming
yeah.
them for it.
Right.
You know, it's really easy to blame our government for everything because we don't participate. Right?
Right.
So we're,
yeah.
I talked a lot about responsibility at the beginning of the program, and that's what this is indicative of, is people starting to take responsibility for being conscious. And when we do that, then we have to become conscious of some things that we may not want to be conscious of, but you don't choose. When you cross over into being conscious, you have to be conscious of all truths. And the truth is this is going on, and we have been a part of the creation of this going on. And not to call it good or bad, but just to want to participate consciously with our energy in it. So what is the highest thing to know about all this? It's really, I am safe and secure in this world.
Okay.
Because what all this is about the spying is we have to spy on you in order to keep you safe. So
right,
that
we
means
are safe.
That the collective consciousness has a belief within itself that somebody else has to watch over them to keep them safe and secure in this world. Otherwise, they're not. And that's what we want to balance. So that's what we, as a community, are coming together to do, claiming the symbol, I am divine love. I am the creation of me knowing, creating, perceiving, and experiencing that I am safe and secure in this world. And so it is. Wow. Well, and you just called to say hi. Thanks for bringing that one in, Chris. Love you, honey. Good to hear from you.
All right. Thanks, Dee.
Okay, Miss Shelley in Oregon, what's up with you?
Hey, Miss Beautiful Dee. I have some pretty exciting news, some stuff that's manifesting here for
Yay,
me.
Yay, good.
Well, you know, I'm a knitwear designer, and I do the books for a yarn company, and I do some design work for them. And they are going to be expanding greatly over the next couple of years. And they talked to me this week about potentially being their in-house designer.
Oh, my God, Shelley. Did we not work on that in your
yeah.
private sessions?
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because Kristen, who I work with on the design, said a couple of weeks ago, she said, prepare yourself because I have so much stuff coming up for you. And I just thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool if I was, you know, the in-house designer? And here we are. It's in the works.
Oh, Shelley, that is And, you know, that's the simplicity of creation right there. Shelley also participates in the SHIFT program, and in all the privates that are included in it, we have worked on opening all this up, right?
Yes.
And, oh, that's just amazing, sweetheart. Good for you.
Thank you.
You know, you got clear about what you wanted, and you got clear that you deserved it, and that's where your joy was. And I remember we went into the world of all possibilities and what would it look like. And then here it is. Here's your opportunity.
Yeah.
And really, there wasn't much work involved other than just doing what gives you joy, right?
Yeah, and finding my passion. You know,
yeah.
I talk about that a lot with people. What is your passion? What are you passionate about?
Yeah,
and,
because
you know,
then there's
years
no
ago,
work.
Yeah, exactly. And a couple of years ago, I never would have imagined that this could even be a possibility.
Well, you imagined it somewhere, baby, because you've created it. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you for that beautiful testimonial, Shelley.
You're welcome. I have a bit of a miasm, though, I'd like to talk to you about, and I think it's pretty similar to Sharon's and the neck and shoulder thing.
It is, but it's not a miasm. It's just
okay.
A belief.
Okay.
It's not a clump of negatively charged beliefs.
Okay.
We're going to the sheets. First sheet, 1, 2, 5. Well, it's about power. Power is up everywhere with everybody on the call today. Let's just ask what the highest thing we need to know around power is so that we don't have to chip away at this sheet. But give me a song, baby cake.
Amazing by One Eskimo. It's about rebirth, new beginnings, born again.
Yeah. Well, and that's all we have to know. Is literally, you've got to understand that on shows like this where we shift so much energy and become so conscious about different things, who you were and the story that you were when you call in is not who you are when you get off the line.
Well.
And really, so literally they're saying it's as great as when I called into the show, I had a shoulder problem, and the show ends and I don't.
Wow.
But you see, you have to embrace the possibility and the probability now that's the way that we are manifesting. That's the world. And, you know, this workshop that I did in Florida last weekend, and I had two relatively new followers. They'd been doing the work, around 3 months. And they were just manifesting right and left. She said, Dee, I can't believe it. I just do what you tell me to do and just claim it, and then it's there. Over and over and over again, everywhere in my life. And that started me wondering, is there something that the new people that are joining us, because we've done so much work, you know, cleaning out and clearing out the false belief systems from our energy, is there something that they're coming in with that maybe people that have been involved in the work for a long time still have kind of running in them? And it was the need to struggle. The people who are just finding this work now are coming in with no need to struggle to get there. They're just going, I freaking want the answer. Oh, is that the answer? Okay, I'm just going to do the answer then. And they're moving into much more instant manifestation. So that's what your song means, is let's all come together to choose. We don't need to struggle. Don't want to struggle. That's not a part of our definition of creation anymore. So we're claiming the prayer around I have to struggle to create, and struggle is easy, effortless, and joyful, and it just happens. We're claiming the prayer around that, invoking I am divine love and the symbol. That's why you called, dude, to bring that in. No small
awesome.
Little shakes there. Holy hell. Okay, so, you know, we're just in acceptance right now that creation's easy, effortless, joyful when you hold your focus on a conscious choice that gives you joy and takes you into love. I probably can never say that again, but that's it right there. So
awesome.
That's who we are now. That's all of us who's getting off the calls, yes, have moved into that acceptance, and so it is. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to Judy in Arizona. Hi.
Hi. I wasn't planning on calling today, and then I listened to the beginning of the show, and I just thought, oh, my gosh, I should press my little one.
Well,
and
good.
I'm not exactly sure, but again, I got the hit to press the one, so I did.
Okay.
First off, I'm starting to create little things, and I'm thinking that was because of my belief systems that I couldn't create big things. But
well, some of us think it's safer, Judy.
Yeah.
You know, to start creating. I mean, it would be a big leap of faith, and a great leap of faith, but a big leap of faith to say, I want a new car, and it's red, and it's a Mercedes, and it's in my driveway, and have it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we start off in little ways so that we can know that we actually can do, you know, create in the way we want to. And, oh, my God, I'm not going to inadvertently create something I don't want, right?
Yes.
So go ahead, proceed.
Well, for me, it was just I made a decision a couple of weeks ago that I was going to be kind to myself and go out and take myself out to lunch once or twice a month, and it's just, like, unbelievable the way it's coming in and just stuff falling at my feet, and I'm getting offered free lunches, and it's just, like, holy crap.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's at the basis of all that, baby? Is that you loved yourself.
Yep.
I'm going to love myself enough to step forward and ask for my creation, right, to be expanded and delivered to me. But you have to love yourself enough to do that. And that's what's at the basis. And so that... what the channel wants everybody to know is creation is creation is creation. So if you can create people taking you to lunch, you can create a red Mercedes.
Yes.
It's the same creation process. The belief power, however, is different. The process is the same, but you know the whole cornerstone of this work is as you believe, it will be delivered to you. There's no rules in place other than as you believe. So when we believe that the great manifestations happen as easily as the lunch manifestations, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really damn close. A lot of people are starting to do it already. I had one beautiful person at the workshop who's been following the work for a couple of years, and she said, you know, I didn't know how I was going to get there, and I just said, I want the money. I want the money, and I want it now because I want to go to this workshop. And 2 days later, she opened it, and there was a check that she should never have gotten from somebody who owed it to her years ago, and it was enough to cover the whole trip.
Wonderful.
So the lunches and the money are always there, you know. What we want to know is it's we absolutely have the right to ask for the things we want, not just ask for what's enough to get us by. That's a true statement. But there's still a lot of old religious training from many, many, many lifetimes that is still kind of saying only ask for what you want, and that is kind of a, sorry, only ask for what you need, just barely to get by.
Mm-hmm.
That is a clump. That is a miasm thing. So let's take care of that right now. Let's direct the that we are unplugged from the electrical charge of that, claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Okay, hold on. What do we have to do? It's just another layer. Okay, claiming I am divine love, invoking the symbol. Okay, so just know now that we are all open electrically to allow all kinds of new stuff in easily, effortlessly, and joyfully, more than what we just need. We can shower ourselves with the abundance that we want, and we hold our focus on that. Thank you for calling in, darling.
Thank you. That was great.
You bet it was. Oh, my goodness, guys. You can feel the power on this show, can't you? The energy opening up. Okay, so Lita, how are you, baby cakes?
Oh, I am beautiful.
Yes, you are.
You know, I pressed the button because I wanted to talk about what I feel is a miasm for me in my neck, shoulders, and thigh, but I think I can take care of it, or it has been taken care of.
It has, and you can, and it happened on the show.
Yes, it did.
I'm not sure what it was. It was about the power part of just
mm-hmm.
letting go and not thinking it's limited.
Mm-hmm.
So, later. So it's done, baby.
Good. So I just want to say I have been creating wild, crazy, beautiful magic. Oh, and it's so orgasmic.
Yes. The big O around creation. That was so much fun last week when we got to that.
Saturation. I mean, that is literally how my body has been feeling. It is wild.
Yes, and it's joyful, and it's a great analogy, you know, because it is an analogy of, she's referring to last week's show where we brought in the big orgasm of creation. So, you know, sex is a metaphor for the masculine, feminine, and child. And not only do you need to orgasm to create that, but it is an orgasm when you do. So to experience that explosion of joy and creation within us. And really moving into that experience of woohoo and yippee. And so it is. Thanks,
so
darling.
You're welcome. Have a good
love
day.
You.
Love you too.
Oh, you got to love this community. Okay, going to Sunny in Florida. Hi, baby. What's up?
Hi. Everything you've said applies to what I need to hear today, but I haven't healed yet.
That's not true.
Oh, good. I keep thinking maybe it's bouncing back from my ionosphere, and I'm just not cleaning it well enough.
No, it's done.
It's done.
It's done, and you have a belief that it's not done, so you can't experience it done.
Well,
and how that looks, Sunny, is it's done. Oh, it's not. Maybe I should worry and struggle some more, and so
right.
You do.
Right. I see that.
Okay, so can you just accept, what is it that you're trying to know is done?
Several things, but the two major ones are my thyroid needs to be 100%, and the back of my neck, the muscles tense up so much that I'm practically staring at the ceiling all the time.
All right, they're giving me no, okay, has somebody switched? No, we want the highest answer, both of us. All right, it's not about either one of those things. So let's see what the channel has to offer here. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets, book, and this is what it's about. Give me a song, any song.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. It's about your joy level. And that's what your thyroid's about. And that's what your neck tension is about. So, you see, I want you to experience the physical things that change as I walk you through this. Okay, so just shut your eyes and go, oh my God, oh my God, it's not happening yet. I've got to be really worried. I've got to be worried, and I have to keep looking. I have to keep looking, and I can't see the answer. So where does everything get tensed up when I do that?
I don't know. The left side of my neck more than
Your neck,
back.
your whole from your collarbone up to your jawbone is what happened to me. And instead of going, now just take a deep breath and go, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, you can feel it release, can't you?
Hallelujah.
It's that joy. The joy releases the tension and the stress of the fear that it's not done and okay. So if you can just release the fear that it's not done and okay and know that it is, and move into opening all that up, and the more joy you can feel, and especially in your neck area from your collarbone to your jawbone, they're saying, just fill it with light, let the light in, turn your light up to match it, and just hold the hallelujah chorus in that area.
Thank you.
That's the highest thing, Sunny, I'm getting. Okay, claiming the symbol, I am divine love, which means we're all being asked to step forward around whatever you called about today or are holding in your life. Sing the hallelujah chorus. It's done. Whatever we got to today, it's done. Your focus, your job now, your great honor now, is to hold your focus on the positive and the joyful light of the hallelujah chorus around it's done, it's completed, and now I just create. Wow, what a good ending to the show. Thank you. I can't believe this hour is over. I feel like we could go two more hours. All right, guys, please, please join me for this consistency of focus. You can see how much information is coming in on it. And if any little birdie is telling you, you better get your little batukas either energetically or physically to Creation Station, it's not too late. Give me a call. Give me an email. I love you guys. Go love yourselves. Ask yourselves today, my intention is to love myself more. What can I go do right now to do that? I'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.